And hopefully we're recording now. Okay, how you been?
Very good, my dear. Listen, this is the intro of the Mediterranean Sundance piece. We have two things. The intro with the... Remember this piece?
Yeah.
Okay, let's check the intro. The intro. The introduction.
Forgot that though. You sending me something or?
Yes, I sent you.
Okay.
I sent you one PDF and I send you. Probably you have it though. Let's see.
Yeah, I probably do. It's just a question of finding it. Let's see if it's in my file folder. That thing was called something or other cafe?
No.
Now, what was it
That's
called?
Moliendo Cafe is the one you mean.
Yeah, is that the what I'm looking for?
No, it's called Mediterranean Sundance, Rio Ancho.
Oh, Rio Ancho. That's Rio Ancho?
Yes, Rio Ancho and Mediterranean Sundance is the same piece.
Okay.
With two names different.
Okay, I have a Rio Ancho here. Rio Ancho intro.
That's right.
Okay.
Rio Ancho intro. But there are two intros.
Okay. There's the theme and there's the part A.
No, that's not the page. It's better that you take the page from what I sent you now.
Okay. So I go to that and then I go... It's loading. Let me go check my printer. Should have turned the printer on before I. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've got this one. This is new.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's see what happens if I try to print this thing. Print. Two Fedora. What's going on here? Print. Doing something strange. Page one. Well, it's just sitting there. What is going on? This thing is just sitting here. Darn it. I cancel. Okay. This is so exasperating.
In fact, you should have it, because the link that you have, the other one you said you have, the Rio Ancho one, comes from the same link.
Okay, let me see.
From the same other link. Only thing that we never played it. That's why I'm telling this now.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to print this now.
Try to print it.
Yeah. Come on. These PDFs are so sluggish. Yeah, I don't know where the problem is. Whether it's a problem downloading from your website. Your PDFs are the only one I have problems like this with. But you see, it's my damn computer's locked up.
Have some settings, because out of the 100 people I teach, no one says that they cannot read it.
Yeah, I know. Well.
So this means that the computer, your computer, has some.
Well, that could be.
For viruses or something like that. You are the expert on computers. I don't know about this thing, but I know that there are antivirus or some stuff. Sometimes they can block the pages, and that's why you don't read. I said that because I got another computer, and when it was new, they installed a software of antivirus, and then I cannot read the pages. Maybe it's because of that.
I don't know, but
The first link. Just click the first link and read it on the page. On the.
I guess I'm gonna have to, because this thing is just locked up.
Pero vamos a ver, what you're going to do is print it, but you can read it, right?
Well, now I'm trying to just do that. Adobe is not responding, it says.
Program. Don't open the PDF on Internet Explorer, Bruce.
Yeah.
Because Internet Explorer does not work for this thing. It has to be or Mozilla or this Firefox thing. Okay. Or it has to be Google Chrome or something like that.
Try one more time. Refresh. It just didn't save it down there for some reason. Okay. All right. So I'll just read it off of here. It's awkward, though.
Let's go to the second last line below. It printed or what?
No, it's every time I try to print it off, it locks up my computer.
Oh.
Well, not the computer, but that window. But at any rate, I've tried to print it. Try to send it one more time. It just doesn't want to print. Back. Oh, shit. Okay, where is that?
Don't worry, we can read it there, because it's just one line what we need, actually.
Okay. The last line.
The last line has this.
Okay.
One, two, four fingers.
Trouble. Now, let's see. My eyes aren't very good. Okay. Okay.
Let's read the second last line. It says 2, 3, 5, 3, 2.
Okay, and then.
The first string. Not the last line. Second last line.
Second last line just says Sam.
That's right. One third last line then.
Okay, and that is 2, 3, 5.
That.
And then. What is that? That's 4. Thank you.
there. Finger 4, 4 fret, 2nd string. Why? Okay. Because a chord comes after. It has that finger 4 right there. Okay. Another one you will have to jump to get the chord. 7 in line. Now, 7 is a rasgueo in the square up. And that rasgueo, which one is that, Bruce? We did it some other time before. That is that thumb goes resting on the 5th string. Mm-hmm. On the 5th string while the chord is on, and then now I will throw ring finger, middle, index down, thumb, like this. Exactly. Just let the thumb play as if it is, that's good. Now, Bruce, let the thumb play as if this is other finger. Not that it sounds 1, 2, 3, and then 4, but all together, like this.
Like what?
Ring finger, middle, index down, thumb down, mm-hmm. All four. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, sounds like this. Not on the wall, number one. And number two, we have to get equilibrium here to play it tagatatan all together like this. Exactly. And then thumb up. So it will be.
There's a little bit of pause before the up.
Exactly. The basic. Same.
Okay.
Same things we do.
Oh.
So. doesn't say fifth fret, second string. It says zero, one, three, finger four. On the sixth string, while you do the rasgueo, the thumb again is not on the wall of the guitar but by the side of the rod. Why? Because if the string is too soft, it will not give the guy enough resistance and it will more presence. So here will be better, and actually, this sounds like this. The thumb has to work as if it is other fingers. See? That's better. It's this thing will be great. Look.
Let's see.
It's the same with B, but in the upper part.
Okay, so it's 7-9. That's 7-9. Okay, 7.
A ver, un momento.
Yeah.
We first played.
And then this is
A 10 slide.
What do we have here? We got 11, 12, 11, 10, and 11.
Like this.
Like what?
Like this.
Okay. Twelve, eleven, ten. So we got that, and then we have way over here 11. Ouch.
Yeah, but the fingers are reading it wrong, because the fingers that I wrote in there says finger 2 on the 11th fret.
Okay.
And finger 4 on the 12th fret. Mm-hmm. Therefore, obviously, 3 and 1 are there. That's right. That's why the chord is not difficult, but you were playing it in a difficult way. That's the way it is. It's this.
Okay.
That's right. Now, we muffled the 5th string with the finger 2 and the 1st string. We muffled it with the finger 4. Not willingly, but it just happens that when you play the chord, that's right, the notes we need to ring are just the ones that are pressed on. And don't play fifth. So if you play the fifth here, it should sound muffled.
Oh, you don't want to play that, in other words.
Of this chord on the upper part. Look. That's a 7.
Do we play the first string? We don't play the first string.
No. those notes there, so it's like. Ring finger down, middle down in the sound, thumb down, thumb down. It sounds like this. Any chord with this technique of right hand, like say A minor.
See what my machine says. Okay, now according to my tuner, that should be on the money.
That's good. Okay, yeah, that's right. Now. Just the feet was wrong, the others are okay. Now, so we look.
It's gonna take some doing to catch that chord. Okay, so what does it say? Part A. I see. Then you play the same thing again. That takes it. And then we are still to. And we catch a seven.
And then we do.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. So now let's get back to the chords. At least first, even without the rhythm, just to know, make sure that the fingering is right.
Okay,
and then we
start.
Will play with the rhythm later on, but first we need to know if the fingers are okay.
Okay, so I'm starting from the that part?
That one, yes. Yes, but there is only fret. That's right.
Although it'd be a Roscato there, but
and then we go up here. Not with the proper fingering.
Oh. That's 11. Okay, so.
String that we are going to play in this case, because if E minor is E minor, we play the sixth string open without. So throw the fingers down with the thumb at the same time and thumb up. So this is one thing, get the fingers in, and then we'll play it with the tempo a little bit with the